welcome to our church service for the 29th of November 2020, the first week of Advent. My name is Max Cross. I'm the church leader here in Bedhampton Parish, the rector of Bedhampton. It's great to be with you as we begin our journey of waiting and in expectation for Jesus to arrive at Christmas. You may have noticed a slightly different tune on the way in today for our service. That was put together by Donna and Phil Tebbs. It's a Christmas calypso, not perhaps the one that you're used to, but it's a new one for us. And we are going to be using that as a bit of a theme tune as we head through Advent into Christmas, looking forward to the arrival of Jesus. Of course, we've got lots going on this Advent. We start with the Advent course this Wednesday evening online. If you want to be part of the Advent course and you haven't already contacted me, do so today and I will make sure that you get the information about how we do that video and discussion course through Advent. Looking forward to that starting this coming Wednesday. And of course, next week, we are back in our buildings. The government has said that churches can meet distanced whatever tier we're in. So although perhaps locally we're here in tier two, we can still meet in our church services. So we'll be meeting at 9 a.m. at St. Nicholas's and 11 a.m. at St. Thomas's. More details on the website if you need to get that information. And this week we are having a Holy Communion at both services as we regather as God's people in his building. So that's next week on Sunday, the 6th of December. We'll continue, of course, with our online service for those of you that can't make the buildings. But we look forward to, for those of you that can, do book in for us so that we know you're coming. But whatever you do, do celebrate next Sunday, whether that's online or with us. Make sure that you celebrate as we head towards the arrival of Jesus. Like I say, lots going on. Don't forget, coming up, starting on the 12th of December, we will be having the Christmas experience around St. Thomas's in Bidbury Lane. An opportunity for you or for others that you know to journey through the story of the Nativity, stopping at each point and taking photos and listening to a carol and the words of the story as you go. There are some magnificent characters in the story. I know that the artists that have been involved in preparing that have been beavering away, and it's going to be amazing. Look forward to being part of that. The Christmas experience. Don't forget to invite people. Who are you going to invite, I wonder? Talking of which, who are you going to invite? How are you going to invite? Well, you're going to invite people by giving them their Christmas card from us here at Bedhampton this year. These are readily available in St. Thomas's and St. Nicholas's. If you go during the week, during the prayer time or during our services, you can take as many of these as you want to give out to your neighbours. They're nice and bright. They are comfort and joy is the heading on there, on the front. And on the back, you will see what we are offering this year. Obviously, the Christmas experience is on there. Then we have the Bedhampton Community Nativity Movie, where we've been getting different people around the community to film parts of our Nativity Movie. And we're going to release that later in December. And then, of course, on Christmas Day, there are the services there for Christmas Day. So don't be shy. Grab as many of those as you need for your neighbours and your street and share those with your neighbours. Loads going on this year. See, lockdown or COVID will not get in the way of us celebrating the arrival of Jesus. I also want to remind you, as well as all this Advent preparation that's going on, we meet every Wednesday online for parish prayer. We pray online for God's kingdom to come here in Bedhampton. It'd be great for you to join us. More details on the news sheet that you may get by email or pick up from St. Thomas's or on the website. But do pray every Wednesday as we come together to see God's kingdom come. And as we do come together now, let us take a moment just to gather as we meet in the name of Jesus. As usual, I will say some words and there may be some words that come up on the screen which for you to join in with. We meet in the name of Jesus, in the tender mercy of our God. The day spring from on high shall break upon us to give light to those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to be our guide in the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And also with you. Maybe as we think about sharing the peace with one another as we begin our service, you might bring to mind those who you haven't seen recently who you normally worship with. And as we go through our service together today, lift them to God in prayer. And also you can ring them afterwards and see how they're doing, can't you? Now, of course, you may see behind me, we have our family Advent wreath here. One that Susie and I put together briefly earlier on. We'll be lighting our Advent candles in our church services next week. But of course, you can do that at home as well. I know sometimes people have a tall Advent candle that goes down a bit each day, but we've got these five candles with us today. And each of the candles, sometimes they're red, sometimes they're purple, mean different things. There are different traditions for that. Some say that it means hope, peace, joy and love. We traditionally at Bedhampton remember the patriarchs, the prophets, John the Baptist and the Virgin Mary. As I said, sometimes the candles are red, sometimes they're purple with a pink candle. But the centre of all of this is always white. So we're going to light the candle now then. And you can do this at home, of course. And as we light the candle, we remember the patriarchs. We remember the likes of Abraham and the likes of King David, those who pointed towards Jesus. And as we light the candle and we point towards Jesus through the patriarchs, we say, "Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, God of our ancestors. To you be praise and glory forever. You called the patriarchs to live by the light of faith and to journey in the hope of your promised fulfillment. May we be obedient to your call and be ready and watchful to receive your Christ, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are our light and our salvation." We say together, "Blessed be God forever." And now as we head into Advent, we have our first Advent carol of the season. Come thou, long expected Jesus. I don't know how your week has been or how you've been doing. I do pray that you are doing well. Maybe though, like me, you may have made a few mistakes this week. And as we come together, one of the things we do as we come together is to come before our God in repentance of our sins and our mistakes. Not one of us is without fault. We know that, don't we? And so let's take a moment now just to bring to mind the areas of our lives that we would love to hand over to God and say sorry for, knowing that Jesus died on the cross that we might be forgiven. Let's bring those to mind now, and then we will share some words together, repenting of our sins. Heavenly Father, you have created a universe of light. Forgive us when we return to darkness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Cleanse and heal our blinded sight. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, you give us light in our hearts. Renew us in faith and love. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In this season of preparation, may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, cleansed of our sins, we walk forward together as one community here in Bedhampton, seeking to bring God's kingdom to the people around us. Not through our power, but through the power of the Spirit, through the forgiveness of the Son on the cross. And this week, as we move into Advent, we move into the Advent readings of this season. So Colin is going to read from Isaiah to start with, and then Vanda will read from the Gospel, the biography of Jesus we call Mark. Colin and Vanda will now read from the Bible for us.
The first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 to 9. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down, and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 to 37. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you for that, Colin and Vanda. Talking of Colin and Vanda reading the scriptures for us, if you want to be part of these, either through reading the Bible or saying the prayers or any other part of it, if you want to be part of this online service and you have a phone that you can film with, then do get in touch with me, because we are not about one person up front. We are about God's people on whole, worshipping him here in Bedhampton. Get in touch. Let's see all of our congregation, all of God's people here in Bedhampton worship him. And we're going to do that right now as Fleur reflects on the first week of Advent and those scripture readings that we just heard from Colin and Vanda.
Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. You can watch this whenever you choose. It's my privilege to be able to talk to you on the first Sunday of Advent, a very, very special day. And I'm delighted to be able to have this opportunity to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about both the passages of Isaiah and Mark that we've just heard, about what they teach us about waiting. Waiting in terms of the Old Testament and Isaiah, waiting in terms of the challenge that Jesus gave us in Mark, and also about what truth that gives us for our future, a future that's assured, a future that's known, and a future that's planned. I hope, it's my prayer, that this time is of benefit for you, and that you feel buoyed and lifted in your spirit by listening to this talk. Potentially this is this is the last Sunday of our second lockdown as a country, and I am sure it has been a difficult time for us. And I hope that these online services and the opportunities that us as a church offer have been a little bit of a lifeline, a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, so let's talk about these two passages and what they say about waiting. We read of Isaiah's waiting, his awe of God, and his longing for God to look on us, his people. He recognises that it is our sin that has separated us from God, that no matter how well we try to behave and how much we try to remember his ways, we cannot prevent our sin, and therefore we cannot save ourselves. And yet, all is not lost. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of you, Lord, it says in verse 8. And Isaiah goes on to say, do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. And this waiting leads to our Christmas story. The prophecy in Isaiah realized in the birth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And we see a little of the intricacy of God's story, of God's plan. Come down to make your name known amongst your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. Who is it that comes down? That everything that has passed has been planned for by God, for his people, for we are all his people. And that passage shows us what those plans were to be. And so we fast forward and move into a time of waiting that Jesus talks about in Mark, the church age. And what Jesus says is the world is not forever. God is forever. Personally, at 37, born in 1983, this is the shakiest I have known the world. 2020 February until now. It would be remiss of me to talk about Mark 13, signs of the end of times, without mentioning the annus horribilis we have had. For my undergraduate dissertation at university, I spoke about eschatology, the study of the end of times. I wasn't interested in the end of time itself, per se, but people's reaction to it. It brings forward many emotions, and it's not talked about a lot, often seeming ridiculous and too out there. That we can know the end of time based on some key Bible passages has proved a hot potato of debate for a long time. I say this not to panic us, but to reassure us. First, God is forever. Second, we are waiting and watching, not panicking. There was a slogan t-shirt that my friend used to have. It said, "Jesus is coming, look busy." And it's true. Perhaps not look busy, but be watchful. Jesus is coming, be alert. The end of times will come. And that is a sobering thought. There's no denying that. But Jesus hasn't shied away from this. He has met it straight on and encourages us and reassures us that all will pass. Accept him. Accept his words. He is the God of ancient times who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. And so, remain watchful, be alert, be on guard, watch. And that watching is one of hope. It is the same hope that Isaiah had. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. It is not a watch of dread. It is a watch of us being clay and our Father being potter. As we watch, so will we be made more into the image of Jesus. It is an active watch. We are alert to his blessings. We are alert to his teachings. We can be made better in the waiting and made stronger in the watching. We are all God's people and we wait expectantly for Jesus's return. And that is the definition of Advent, the waiting of something coming, to prepare, to anticipate an arrival. These are good things to wait for, exciting things to keep watch for, like children excitedly waiting for presents. So we model that excitement in watching for Jesus, in keeping busy during that time through our service and through love. Turn end of times on its head, from disaster to something to look forward to. How do you prepare for Christmas? I am often guilty of letting it pass me by. In a flurry of rushed wrapping, horseshoed in events, and horseshoed in events. Mostly Christmas panics me. I'm not a good enough parent to have my children calmly decorating gingerbread men. None of us could play the piano, and I never seem to get ahead of the present buying. And do you know what? All of that is fine. Jesus didn't ask us to watch for him so we could feel guilty. He asked us to watch for him because we are all his servants and we love him. To help us prepare for his arrival, he has given us his word. Something that remains even after heaven and earth. So, let me encourage you to not let Christmas pass you by, either through fear of failure, like myself, or by being distracted by overwhelming traditions. But let me encourage you to be watchful, to be actively watchful, to be alert. Perhaps we can let this become a marker in the sand. Perhaps today we will start up again our Bible readings, our daily devotions, and draw near to Christ. Jesus is coming and we are waiting expectantly. We are watching. Jesus is coming. Be alert.
Thank you for that, Fleur. Perhaps, she said, this is a time to put a marker in the sand. As we ease into Advent, as we anticipate the arrival of Jesus. I wonder what your marker in the sand it will be. Jesus is coming and we are waiting, she said. Jesus is coming. Be alert. Maybe as we have our prayers now brought to us by Nikki, you can take some time to reflect what your marker in the sand might be as we anticipate the arrival of Jesus. Nikki is now going to lead us in those prayers.
Lord, open our eyes that we may see you in our brothers and sisters. Lord, open our ears that we may hear the cries from the hungry, the frightened and the oppressed. Lord, open our hands that we may reach out to all those who are in need. Lord, open our hearts that we may love each other as you love us. Lord, you have given us so much in Jesus. Help us to give to others as freely and generously as we have received from you. We praise you for your generosity in our lives, for our families and friends, for the roof over our head, for food on the table, for clothes to wear, for living in a democracy, for the freedom to worship you, and for the nature around us which you created. The list is endless, and we often forget how you provide for all our needs. Help us to see the bigger picture in our daily lives. Let us not forget those who are homeless and hungry. God, we pray that your generosity will transform the suffering encountered by so many people during these times of high unemployment. May your generosity also change the lives of all those who are experiencing conflict across the world on top of the pandemic. Thank you for being the potter in our lives while we are the clay, shaped by your word and the actions of your Son, Jesus Christ, while he was on earth. May our lives be an example to others who are lost at the moment with all the challenges of the pandemic. Give us the courage to witness to friends and family how you have helped us through the storms of life. We want people to know that you are always with them and that you are there waiting for others to come home to your loving arms. Now more than ever, we need to put on the armour of God and go into battle for Jesus. Lord, we pray for our churches in Bedhampton and for all those people whose help with church life has enabled us to meet online today. We thank you for Max as he leads our service. We pray for the leaders of all the many groups who help in our community. Help us to sustain the vision that all these groups will meet in person again next year. Father, we ask for your protection over all the frontline workers as they help those with coronavirus. Keep them safe and healthy until they can receive the vaccine. Dear Lord, we ask for your peace to descend upon all those who are suffering in mind, body and spirit. Help us to remember those who are lonely and to take action to support them. Give us the courage to reach out when they need help. Let us remember that your grace holds us steadfast. Give all those who are suffering the knowledge that you are always with them. We pray for those who are sick in our parish. Hear us as we remember those who have died recently. We pray that all their relatives and friends will feel your loving presence to comfort them in their grief. We ask that all may be comforted by the knowledge that their loved one is with you in heaven. Lord, we lift up all these prayers to you from your humble servants. Amen.
And we bring those prayers and our reflections during them and the prayers of our hearts together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As part of our waiting for the arrival of Jesus, it's good to speak out loud the things that we believe. And often we will use something we call the creed to do that. Well, today we were going to sing our creed. As we sing or let the words wash over us, the song, This I Believe.
The all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. to darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three.
Well, it has been good to be with you this week, virtually, if not physically. And I look forward to being with some of you next week physically as we return to our church buildings. And again, some of you through the glory of the internet as we share our worship online. Don't forget the Wednesday prayer that you can join us with. Just get in touch with me if you want to find out more about that or look on the website. Don't forget to collect your cards. You can pick these up during the week from St. Thomas's between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. in Bibury Lane, or you can pick them up next Sunday. Who are you going to invite along? And I may have some exciting news about another event next week. We are praying with the announcement from the government this week that there is something additional that we might be able to do, but I'll let you know more about that very soon. But for now, as we come to the end of our time together, let's us share with one another. As we await our coming Saviour, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Have a great week and do enjoy the whole of that song put together for us by Donna and Phil Tebbs as we finish our time here together now.